Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So what should I have for dinner?
Well, Erin, I think that we can help you solve this problem by playing a little game I like to call Would You?
Rather.
Okay, so this is we determine if something is made of wood.
Mm-hmm.
A line spoken by Dan Rather.
Yes.
Or I guess you is also a type of wood.
Okay. Here you go. Here's your first one.
Okay.
Osama bin Laden has been domed.
Wood. That's a type of tree.
It is a type of tree. It's a very common, it's a cypress tree. No, that was of course, a line that Dan Rather said to his boys when he was playing the Rather boys? Mall of Duty, Call of Warfare. No, we have some real Would You Rathers. Look, I have one on this list that's been on my Would You Rather list for fucking ever, and I keep putting it to the bottom because I think it's absolute dog shit. So we're going to start with it, and then it can only go up from there.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So here's your first would you rather. Would you rather you can shoot condiments out of your fingers or you can telepathically communicate with fish?
Do we get to choose the condiments?
Did you say condiments?
You're not going to catch me on this one, counselor. It is condiments. It is like the stuff that you put on hot dogs and stuff. Hmm. Condiments.
Do we get to choose what condiments come out of what fingers?
You do, but a thumb is not a finger, so you only get eight.
And can we control when it dispenses?
Great disperses? Question.
Let's see. They disperse at will, but you can control.
Why does he love hot dogs so much?
You can control your will as much as you can control your will. But if you're dreaming, if you're sleeping and you have a nocturnal emission or something like that, you can't control that.
So
right?
Do we want all of our clothes and bedding to be ruined constantly or communicate with fish?
Mm-hmm. Telepathically.
I guess communicate with fish. I don't know.
I want the condiments.
All right, Erin, you got to go rapid fire. You have eight. I'm going to count them off. I have my fingers up. Go.
Mayo. Mayo.
Just ran a Mayo clinic.
Erin, I did this with Mariah the other day. I was like, all right, you have your condiments in your fingers. She's like, do I get to pick them? And I was like, of course you do. You have eight, go. And she goes, garlic aioli, mayo. And then a long pause. And I go, you chose two exactly the same condiments.
I would probably have six different types of mustard and sriracha and something else.
Okay.
Yeah. And hot sauce.
Sriracha and hot sauce.
Garlic aioli across the board. Different. Final answer.
You guys have no imagination.
No. I think that I do have an imagination. No. I know how bad all the options are, and I picked the right one.
You'd be like, I can shoot condiments out of my fingers. And people are like, that's really cool. What condiments? You're like, six different types of mustard, hot sauce, and then blank. And they're like, what?
Honestly, that sounds awesome.
Pretty good.
I would take
Old
that.
Bay, liquid Old Bay.
Are you offering?
You didn't even choose the mustard. You just said, give me a grab bag of six different
types. I would choose.
Okay.
I get a honey, get a spicy, get a brown.
Stone ground.
Get a German.
Okay, stone ground brown. Okay, here we go. So yeah, that one's gone now. Would you rather gain 1 foot of height or lose 1 foot of height? You have to pick one.
Gain. So I'd be 7 foot one, 7 foot two, somewhere.
That's too big. You want to be 7'2"? What are you going to do with that?
I guess dunk a basketball real tall, help people move into second story buildings by standing outside.
I would love it if Adel was like, yeah, I dunked a basketball. I'd be like, hey man, you're 40. Like, that's never going to matter. Just hang it up.
Plus, you have no skill.
I think I'm going to lose a foot just because I do know all my tall friends don't love sitting on an airplane being tall. And I'm already in pain on an airplane. So I'm going to pick.
7 feet is a lot for an airplane.
Now, Erin, hold on. I'm just trying to keep you honest. You said all your tall friends.
I don't have any tall friends.
No, I was going to say, can you say it again? But can you sing it like Blink-182 would?
Yeah, all the tall friends.
Thank you.
Too scared to fly.
I hurt my knees on an airplane.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't want to be 6'10". 6'10 is too big. I think I have to be 4'10 then. Look, I have a step stool in the house, so I'm going to be covered getting around. But I'd rather be 4'10 than 6'10. 6'10 is too big for me.
I absolutely, you got to go tall. Go tall or go home because you're too short.
I don't want to bonk my head.
Yeah, what about his head getting bonked? You're not even considering that.
No, no thanks.
Yeah, so Adel, you're going down. So
no.
Adel's going up, and Aaron's going down.
And then I'd be the CEO of any company I fucking want.
I do love Adel going 7'2 and Aaron going to like what 4'8. And
can you imagine the live shows?
Just taking pictures.
Honestly, I'd have you throw me around.
Aaron and I are both going down.
I'd want you to sit on my knees.
Be short, and
I'd want you two on my knees so it looks like I'm doing a ventriloquist act.
I sort of already look like one of those puppets. I feel like
I'm insane and you two are my puppets.
Okay. All right,
I'm 7'2" and you're both
you're my puppets. Would you rather the only type of yogurt you can ingest is frozen yogurt or the only type of cream you can ingest is ice cream?
Frozen yogurt.
So yogurt, you're throwing all other types of yogurt out, Aaron?
Yeah, I don't care about yogurt.
I'm going to go cream because I love me some Greek. I love me some Greek yogurt. I love me some skyr, which is like Icelandic yogurt cheese kind of thing. So I'd say cream.
Okay, so, but I don't know if this counts. I think it doesn't count. I think like the types of cream you can't have are like milk-based. Like you can't have like milk.
I'll take my coffee black.
Exactly. Yeah. But I still think you can have cream cheese, right? Because that's not like, that's not like a cream. Yeah. That's like, yeah.
That's a type of cheese.
It's a type of cheese.
Right, it's
a
creamy cheese.
It's a creamy cheese.
So I couldn't have cream soda based on this, Aaron?
No.
And I couldn't cream my jeans, I guess is what you're saying?
I mean, you
He couldn't watch Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
I
Aaron,
couldn't
is that
listen
what you're
to
saying?
Eric Clapton before he went solo?
Hey, I'm not the host of this.
I like Greek yogurt too much. I can't give up my yogurt.
Yeah, Greek yogurt's so good.
Do you have an opinion of frozen yogurt versus ice cream?
Frozen.
I don't.
Unless it's like novelty. So like Jenny's, to me, a lot of Jenny's I consider novelty in a good way in terms of like their biscuits and peach and jam and all that kind of stuff. So if it's novelty, I prefer ice cream. But if it's like going to Baskin Robbins or something, just give me frozen yogurt.
Here's my hot take. Shut up. It's cold. You can't even taste it. It's sweet. Shut up.
Yeah, it's all like cold sugar, right? Like, yeah. I guess I get the distinction, but it's just like, it's very similar.
Well, with yogurt, you're focusing on the toppings. The toppings, the frozen yogurt is a vehicle for a ton of Reese's peanut butter cups.
And what a vehicle it is. I mean, all toppings all day.
Uh-huh. But I'll be honest with you. I think ice cream is too. Like, plain ice cream, I guess, is fine. Or vanilla ice cream, it's not plain. It's fine. But if I'm eating the ice cream, I want it to be as fucking dirty, filthy, rich as possible. I want all the stuff in there.
So it's basically, do you want your toppings on top of it or inside of it? But I guess yogurt's way softer. I mean, frozen yogurt's going to be way softer.
Yeah.
I want it on top of it.
It's then you want frozen softer. Yogurt, m'lady.
Yeah, that's what I want.
That's what she picked. She picked it.
Fuck,
she said she doesn't care about any yogurt. Well, you can't have it. You can only have ice cream.
Remember okay, here we,
here we go. Would you rather? Every day, you have to eat a quarter pound of turkey as soon as you wake up, or every night right before you go to sleep.
Okay.
How are you doing this? How are you? You start
right
your
before
day
I go to sleep.
I'd say before I go to bed. Because
before
the turkey's
going to
make
eat
me sleepy.
A quarter pound of turkey.
It will give me nightmares, but it'll make me sleepy because tryptophan. Well, that's a myth now, I guess, right?
Is it? Well, I do know that you're like eating before bed has never agreed with me.
It's very bad for any human to do.
It's bad for like for sleep too.
I think it's bad
sleep.
Yeah, but I feel like
really that bad.
I feel like they debunked that tryptophan makes you sleepy or something.
Oh,
maybe,
really?
Maybe that was...
Well, was the whole thing anymore. Like, hey, tryptophan makes you sleepy. And it's like, are you sure it's not just that everyone eats like 4.5 pounds of food on Thanksgiving that makes
exactly.
you sleepy?
Are you not just exhausted by talking to relatives? I feel like they do this with like eggs where it's like every 5 years for the last 5,000 years, they're like, eggs are good, eggs are bad, eggs are good, eggs are bad, eggs are good, eggs are bad. It's like, I can't keep track anymore. I can't care.
How are you going to do that turkey right before bed? You're just going to house a quarter pound of turkey and then go right to sleep? You're going to be able to do that?
Do we have an option on how it's prepared?
No, it just has to be a quarter pound. You can. I mean, my guess is it's going to be easiest for you to do this every night if it's cold cuts, but you can do whatever you want.
Here's what I'm doing. I'm inviting my friend Aaron over. I'm taking two slices of wheat bread. I'm buttering both sides. I'm toasting the outside. I'm taking sliced avocado. I put some Munster cheese. I take one of Aaron's fingers and I spray a ton of mayo on it. I take one of Aaron's other fingers. Shit, it's more mayo. I take another one of Aaron's fingers. More mayo?
Keep
Aaron,
checking.
Are you kidding me?
Keep checking. You don't know.
Keep checking.
Fourth finger,
keep
mayo.
Checking.
Fifth finger, mayo. Oh, one of these. Oh, this is kind of like a yellow mayo. It's like it's garlic aioli, which is just mayo with garlic in it.
Yep.
What were you looking for? Because mayo is pretty good for the turkey sandwich.
I wanted a little mustard.
Okay, you want a little mustard in there.
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, glue crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.